producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again. Here we are on Monday, folks. And by the way, we just want to welcome you to the show today, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. And we do welcome, friends, don't forget that we do welcome all of our enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of the good guys and girls out there. And speaking, friends, of skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, scoffers, so on and so forth, interestingly enough, I was called out. I was on Joe Machine's show last Wednesday. I was out in California. Last week. I believe it was on a Wednesday that I was doing radio with Joe Machine on the real side in studio with Joe. And I was called out by the homosexuals. And this is what they said. They said, right-wing crackpot Bradley Dean claims gay people have never been victims of hate. Now, folks, I got to tell you what I said, and I want to clarify this. And I told these people that every time you come after me, I'm going to set the record straight. And every time that you come at me once, I'm going to deal with you 10 times over because the law is on my side and I'm going to do it. Of course, folks, they pick what they want to hear. Just like Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, and she found out the hard way, and so did another outlet in Minnesota here. When they want to take my words and misconstrue them, they want to just go ahead and throw them out there and say, Bradley Dean said that. That's okay, so far as you're obeying the laws of the land. You violate those laws, I'm going to deal with you. That's just how it goes. Because I'm not going to be one up on the radio that sits there and talks about what needs to be done. And then when the opportunity arises where I have to deal with someone that's violating the law, I'm not going to capitulate. I'm going to deal with the issues at hand. Now, and saying that, I'm the right-wing crackpot that claims gay people have never been victims of hate. Folks, what I said, and I want to make it very clear, and I'm going to expose these people once again so you understand that everything they premise their conversations on is based on a lie. End of story. But what's interesting, folks, is, again, they have to put it in my mouth. So, therefore, in saying what I said to clarify and to set the record straight, I don't know of any hate crime that has ever been committed. That's all I said in response to a question. So it's not like when I have free time, I go out there and study up on homosexuals and how they're victims of hate. Because all crime is motivated by hate. There's no special categories for the homosexuals to be hated on, friends. Just no more than there is for the white man or the black man or the Chinese or the atheist group. It doesn't matter. We're ruled by law in this country. And folks, if you really come down to it, you can go ahead and quote this one. The homosexuals don't have rights in the first place because God didn't give them a right to break his law. That's why in every state of our union, homosexuality is condemned. It's called an abomination. Okay, it's not just sin, friends. God took it a step further and said it is abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. So I wonder, and of course there's no credibility to these people, but again, friends, I have to keep my promise that whenever they come after me, I have to set it right in the face of the people so they can understand who's doing the hating here. We know that Kevin Jennings himself, who was Obama's safe school czar, appointed. He was kicked out by the mothers and fathers across this country once they found out that he wrote a foreword to a book called Queerifying the Elementary Education. Folks, that would be considered borderline to pedophilia, would it not? Safe schools are talking about queerifying the elementary. Furthermore, if I walked into a public school and began to teach what the homosexuals teach, and I said it verbally, I would be arrested by the cops and thrown into jail for a very long time. But for some reason, the American people are led to believe that what they're doing is legal. It is not legal. It is not lawful in any sense of the word. Every state of our union condemns the crime of homosexuality. And I wonder how many people are actually on to the fact that when they call people, folks, when they call Bradley Dean the right-wing crackpot, it's like the frog calling the prince ugly. It's ridiculous. This is coming from none other than the accuser of the brethren. And you think that these people would sooner or later learn their lesson, but they don't. Not only are they fools for their pains, but I guess they enjoy their bumps. I guess they love to be exposed for who they are, and I have no problem doing that whatsoever. But it's interesting how they continuously attack people that disagree with their dangerous lifestyle, their abominable lifestyle. Going back to Kevin Jennings, the founder of GLSEN, he also said that homosexuality is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. I want you to understand what that means. That means you play the victim as you perpetuate the crime. They know who's doing the hating, friends. They know who the crackpots are. They also know who the lunatics and the weirdos and assorted bad guys are as well. But what they do is they want to try to garner some attention, and in the hopes that the state-controlled narrative will pick up and help them along to make way for their enemies within the United States of America, namely Sharia law. Because when you look at Sharia law, they're on the heels of the homosexuals who are being used as a political battering ram that don't know the left from the right hand. And I want to tell the homosexual communities, you need to understand that your radical leaders are very dangerous. They are leading you on a one-way ticket to hell, literally. My message to you is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it's not just you, the poor homosexuals. I'm talking to all of mankind. We're sinners, all of us, and we're all saved by grace. But you have a choice to make. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life. If you fail to choose life, that's your fault. Don't blame God for what you failed to adhere to. That's your fault, nobody else's. For the life of me, friends, I cannot get these people on the radio with me. The right-wing watch communist organization, we called them up on live radio. They would not get on the radio because they don't want you to know the facts. This article, folks, by the way, that's calling me the right-wing crackpot, they're called queerty. I mean, folks, how much more debased and reprobate do you need to be before the American people figure out what's going on here? A man loving on a man in an unnatural manner? That's called crimes against nature. Same thing for a woman. Read Romans 1. And again, friends, I don't need to tell you this because our laws confirm exactly what I'm telling you even to this day. Going back to Kevin Jennings, Barack Hussein Obama's Safe Schools Czar, keep in mind that his icon was none other than Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. And keep in mind, friends, the icon led the troops during gay pride parades with the slogan, sex before 8, before it's too late. Here, let me say that again. Sex before 8, before it's too late. So you tell me, what is their end aim, friends? And do you think for one moment I'm not going to stand up and defend our kids? You got to be kidding me.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean with you, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. Check out those media outsources and the websites, friends. Shows you who we are, what we do. We've done a lot of high schools across this country because we are in the battle, in the fight, protecting our posterity that has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And by the way, that's exactly what I'm talking about right now. I got a bunch of homosexuals calling me a crackpot. Folks, they don't understand that this is a badge of honor. That I'm standing on the side of truth regardless that they like it or not. And if I wasn't right, then what are they so angry about? Because they're living a lie. And see, our job is called by the Holy Spirit to uncover, to reprove darkness. And remember that the Lord said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And that's exactly what we're doing here. A little common sense comes into play. Folks, if the homosexuals were right, we wouldn't be here. And I want to tell the homosexuals, he who spits against heaven will fall on his own back. Look at the history of the homosexuals. It doesn't work out too well, does it? You're at war with God, and I would set that record straight by going to his son, Jesus Christ, in repentance and putting my faith in his son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sins, my friends. I'm speaking to the homosexuals. Who died for your sins. And that includes all of us across the boards. And by the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Responding, because I told these people that if you attack me, I'm going to deal with you 10 times over. I'm going to put you out there. So we'll put them out there again so you can understand who's doing the attacking here. Right before the break, I was talking about Kevin Jennings, Obama's Safe Schools Are. Who wrote a book called Queering the Elementary Education. Boy, that folks, that's a felony. Okay? Secondly, his icon is Harry Hay, who's now in hell. Just ask him. And keep in mind his slogan for homosexual parades, along with NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association, is sex before eight, before it's too late. That's illegal in this country, friends. And they're calling me a crackpot for protecting our posterity from the likes of them. Okay, in many cases. Now it's interesting to note that when we look, I got an email right before the radio show today. That's why I chose to take this on. But this is what it said. It said, if Bradley doesn't think people are actually hating gays, he should listen to Pastor Kevin Swanson. Don't know who he is. Never heard of him before. His convention calling for people to kill the gays by stoning them was attended by Ted Cruz. Oh, okay. So, for example, if someone commits a crime and there's like 500 to 1,000 people in that building, just because I attend that event, maybe because I'm curious to know what's going on, I'm as guilty as the person speaking? I'm an accomplice? See, this is how dangerous these people are, friends. But he goes on with his irrational email. He goes, it was attended by Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee. I'll tell you what, I met Mike Huckabee. What a sweetheart of a guy. He goes on, perhaps if he Googled homophobic murders 2015, he might see that Christian homophobes inspired by him, among others, murder 3 or 4 gay or transgender people every day in America. Folks, this is a bit more than hating gays, don't you think? He said, I said in reply, I highly doubt that. Send me some links. That's all I ask for. Send me some links. Because I knew what he was saying was completely untrue. Send me some links. Show me what you're talking about, because I don't see it, nor have I ever seen it. But I have seen the homosexuals commit self-hate crimes. They've been busted over and over and over again. And I want America to understand, again, I'm not going to get caught up into their little game, but you do need to understand, because you're tolerating this. You're seeing systematically America's sworn enemies using the same methods the homosexuals use. And I'm talking about Muslims. They're playing the victims now. As what? They're ousting everybody else and taking their position. That's called totalitarianism. Pull their hair, slap their face, and decry victim. Well, they're the ones perpetuating the crime. They hold the shield, but they have the spear. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. I said to this individual, I highly doubt it. Send me some links. So I get a response a couple minutes ago, actually an hour ago now, 55 minutes ago, denying the truth is all religious freaks have. Freaks. See, folks, who's doing the hating? They're hating on those that are actually loving on them to tell them the truth that they don't want to hear. Denying truth is all religious freaks have. Folks, when it comes down to the facts, this is what these people do. They shout and they shoot. They shout and they shoot because they don't have anything on their side except a lie that they themselves live. That would be a pretty scary place to be. Going to the premise of hate crimes, I want you to listen carefully, because the wave inception from the radical gay agenda, it's also a contrived lie. And I want you to see who they're piggybacking, friends, the homosexuals. Matthew Shepard, the Matthew Shepard lie, because this is what hate crimes are premised on. And keep in mind, again, all hate is motivated by crime. James Byrd Jr., who the hate crimes is named after, along with Matthew Shepard somehow, was a black man who was murdered by 3 white men in Jasper, Texas, in June of 1998. These 3 white men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd behind a pickup truck along asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankle. Byrd was pulled alongside for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. Byrd, the victim, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an African-American cemetery. No, friends, an American cemetery. The same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for dead. This was portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was a homosexual, when in fact it was bungled burglary, not motivated by hate whatsoever. Yeah, it was. It was motivated by hate because it was a crime. Now keep in mind, Matthew Shepard was making advancements towards these 2 young individuals. Okay? So he was asking for some sort of a response, and apparently he got one, and it wasn't the one that he wanted. And recently, one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal during the attack, and it was that the drugs... See, they want to blame everybody but take responsibility, but the murderer said it was the drugs' fault. He said that was the motive during the attack. and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. And during the trial, however, the killers remained silent about the issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. I wonder how that came about. They were told to shut up on the topic so they could perpetuate the lie, America, is what they were told to do. Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News, Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in homicide. This is what the investigator said. How is it that the homosexuals have picked this up? Because they need to batter ram anybody that opposes their lifestyle, because now they think they have something to hold against the people. Well, if you know the truth, they don't have anything to hold against you, friends. Isn't it interesting how the lie needs to be propped up? The truth doesn't. Because truth crushed to the earth will rise again, said William Cullen Bryant. And he was right on the smack. He's right. Truth is like that lion, friends, that will defend itself. And it always does. It doesn't need anybody to defend itself. But there's people that are willing to tell you what you need to be told so you can understand, so you can uncover the lie as well. I want you to understand that when you begin to advocate and you fall for what's going on concerning the radical homosexuals in America, you better understand when you've given an okay or in a pass, you advocate what God condemns. You might want to look at your foreign countries right now, friends, over in Europe. How's that working out for them? They did everything under the sun that God condemned, and they thought they were going to get away with it. How's it working out for them now? How's it working out for them now, America? I just want to know. Sin always charges you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay. Even so far now, folks, is where they're actually coming into the countries, plundering those countries, taking their homes, and raping their women if they don't change their laws concerning how Sharia would have it, or the Muslims would have it. You can watch this on video. The state-controlled narrative is trying to keep this all away from you, too, by the way, friends. So when you begin to advocate, you begin to go along to get along, you better bet your bottom dollar if it stands against God's law, you're going to be condemned sooner or later, and you will be judged. So we have the lead investigator on the case concerning Matthew Shepard. Matthew Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in this homicide. Well, why is that what the state-controlled media narrative pushed on the people? And if it wasn't Shepard, they would have found another easy target. What it really came down to is drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it. Well, that's not what we were told. Well, no, friends, because you need to understand that this is a government initiative. Because if they can demoralize you, guess what? They can control you. As a matter of fact, it's government-backed. Just ask any country that right now that's being plundered. Any country that's allowing a handful of people to destroy their country. Go ahead and look to them right now. Chai Feldman's an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by guess who? Barack Hussein Obama. She said, I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance are permitted to flourish. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have colleague Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and have 75 peer-reviewed publishing health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I was called a right-wing crackpot this week by the homosexual lobby. And I'm just making sure that they understand, and I don't know what they don't understand, but every time that they want to try to call me out for something by putting words into my mouth, I have to set the record straight and actually deal with them in the process. I just simply asked the question on Joe Messina's show, The Real Side, this last week while I was in studio with him in California. He was, I believe Joe asked me a question about it, and I said, I don't know of any crime that was actually committed or that was called a hate crime concerning the homosexuals, but I said I did know of other self-inflicted hate crimes, which there's a whole plethora, a whole mountain of them. And I also know that the whole Mathard Shepard story is nothing more than a myth. I do know that, and I just highlighted that for you, friends. I'll tell you what I do know about is I know about the Gay Manifesto that the Congress knows all about, because it was actually sent forth in the Congressional Record back in 1987, where they threaten anybody and everybody that refuses their abominable lifestyles. I do know that former Big Brother's Big Sister's volunteer was arrested on complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under 16 years old. I know of that. I know the pederast homosexual crime, John Gisler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School in State, and the victim was believed to be Gisler's little brother. I know about that. I know that in Los Angeles, there was actually an elementary school teacher, Mark Burnt, who was arrested and accused of taking bondage pictures with little kids, some showing suspected semen-filled spoons put at the children's mouths. I know all about that. I know all about the homosexual rights commissioners and the head of these human rights organizations. I know them being popped. I know all about them being popped concerning child pedophilia, from little kids all the way down to 2 years old, babies, infants. I know all about them. I know that the John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the United States had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests. I know all about that. We all know about that, friends. But I guess for some reason or another, that's the norm now. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man that ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet. I know all about that. I know all about the high-profile attorney in Minneapolis, Aaron Biber from Minnesota, who was sentenced to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy whom police said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. Matter of fact, Hennepin County District Judge Lloyd Zimmerman said that this is one of the most horrific cases he's ever seen. Of course. And I also know that in 2010, former Minneapolis Park Police Captain William Jacobs was charged with sexual abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009. And prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 40,000 pornographic images on his hard drive and DVDs in his home. And then 17 more witnesses came forward to testify that they were abused by Jacobs between 1962 and 1980. I know all about that, but I don't see it being heterosexual and homosexual. I see a homosexual on the innocent, preying on the innocent. That's what I see. I got Tim calling from Wyoming. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call, Bradley. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it.
I've been hearing actually when I was in California, I used to hear about the Matthew Shepard case quite often, and no one ever did bring up the fact that it was basically a drug deal gone bad. That's what I'd heard.
Yep.
When I heard it here, surprisingly enough, I actually heard it from people here in Wyoming, and because Laramie specifically has gotten a bad rap because of that. But I mean, there's a lot of resistance to biblical teaching, resistance to constitutional conservatism. They're pockets.
Yep.
It's not, you know, there aren't that many people here in Wyoming, but at the same time, there's a vocal minority of people who just, you know, wish that they could get their way no matter what. I mean,
It's pretty sick, isn't it, Tim? I mean, look at this. It's the conservatives in this country and the Christians and patriots in the 86th percentile that are actually dropping their kids off at a public school. Did you know, concerning the issue of homosexuality, that the NEA has something called a homosexual caucus? And that wasn't good enough. Now they have a drag queen caucus. And they're still sitting back saying that the homosexuals are the victims. I have a question for you, my friend. The victims of what? The victims of the law, which exposes their crime. That's why they hate the law, Tim. That's exactly right. Why they hate the law. And any reference to the constitutional law or biblical law, starting there first and foremost, exposes them for who they are, and that's why they're at war with Christianity today.
Of course, yeah, they're trying to destroy the country. I mean, as Abraham Lincoln said, our country wouldn't be destroyed from the outside, but it would be destroyed from the inside. But of course, we've got both sides. I mean, we're in the middle of the vice right now, and the globalists and the homosexuals, et cetera, are cranking the vice as tight as they can to squeeze out our lifeblood, squeeze out our just everything we have, just kill us.
Yep.
I mean, they just want to crush our heads and squash our brains out. But I mean, not to be too graphic, sorry about that. But
well, hey, friend, literally, if you get any opportunity, is that not what they would do? We've seen it over and over and over again. If we look through history, we can find out exactly who does the killing. We can see through history who does the hating. We understand that already. So you're not too far out there, my friend. And it's also interesting to note that when you look to other countries, I don't know why the American people give this a pass. Because when you look to other countries, you can see it has nothing to do with homosexuals. You would even think the homosexuals had enough common sense to look to other countries. And that they're simply being used as that political battering ram only as they dig the pit that they themselves fall into at length. But they're only merely being used and they think they're getting their way when in fact they're not getting their way whatsoever.
Of course, they get tax dollars and they get major mainstream media airtime, and then they get the rainbow colors on the supposed White House. And I mean, I say supposed.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know.
Yeah.
It really should be called the Black House now, because it's where evil lives. today. But
yeah, but you know, you'd be called a racist. Not that you care. Yeah, not that you care that it'd be called a black house. But I get exactly what you. It's tainted with sin. Yes,
right.
I totally agree.
They should have just put a picture of Satan on the outside, and you know, or put horns up instead of an American flag on top of the White House. And,
yeah.
Or an upside down cross. How about that?
That's what he's doing. That's what he is doing, my friend. And the bottom line here is we have 318 million people that are sitting back and watching this transpire. I appreciate the phone call, my friend from Wyoming, very much. Thank you again, Tim. I hope you got everything in there that you needed to get in there. Folks, I want to go back to this because I want to share with you that human rights organization leader, Larry Brinken. I want you to understand the heinousness of his crimes. And I also want to go back to what is premised on a hate crime, because when you go back to what a hate crime is premised on, I want you to keep in mind the crime that was committed against James Byrd Jr. They dragged him behind a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope. If you go over to none other than It Gets Better, Mr. Dan Savage, who wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah, listen to this blatant rebellion, friends. Listen to it. He was the one, when asked about his political opposition, this is a radical homosexual handpicked by Barack Hussein Obama. He was the one that said, concerning his political opposition, that he wanted to make sure his political opposition was dragged behind a pickup until there was nothing left but the rope. Wait a second, I thought that was the hate behind the crime committed against Matthew Shepard. Nope, he told on himself. He told you who was doing the hating. He was guilty as charged. He is guilty as charged. Folks, this is also the guy that licks doorknobs to make sure that his opposition gets sick. Folks, he is over the top, deranged at every level. And I had called this guy out, just like I've called out all of these networks, friends, to get me on a live setting. Get me in an area where there's people that can respond. Make it live at any time while I bring it on. As a matter of fact, they can all come together and I'll stand there with just little me on me. And I'll lay out the facts and we'll see how long that open forum goes. Because they'll try to shut it down after the first 30 seconds that I talk. And by the way, that's why they're using the state-controlled narrative to do just that. They want to accuse you. And then they want to make everybody else believe that you're guilty of what they accused you of. Nothing new under the sun. And it's, by the way, it's not just the state-controlled media. And I'll get to that in a moment. Now jumping over to Larry Brinken, the human rights activist from San Francisco. This guy was making $135,000 a year working for the human rights organization in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, they made February of 2010, a week in honor of Larry Brinken. But did you know that the San Francisco Weekly reported Larry Brinken, San Francisco's well-known gay rights activist, appeared in court where he pleaded not guilty to 6 felony charges of sending and receiving images of child pornography? The charges came through 3 months after Brinken, 66 years old, was first arrested by San Francisco police. By the way, we called the police on live radio. They never returned my phone call. Going on, who claimed he had been using the email address, it's in front of my face, to view images of children young as perhaps 1 year old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men, accompanied by highly racist commentary. Matter of fact, he said, I loved especially blank the 2-year-old getting nailed, he said. Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde blank is getting to get. He said white power, this homosexual did, this radical pedophile. White supremacy, he said white blank rules. And folks, it goes on and on. As a matter of fact, one of the right-hand men right next to Barack Hussein Obama was committed for the same thing. But this was a 16-year-old boy that was actually busted molesting. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you it's not just the state-controlled media. I want to show you how the ACLU comes into play. Just giving you a little highlight on the homosexuals, friends, that need a little attention, so we're giving them the due attention that they wanted and that they need. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, highlighting the crackpot Bradley Dean, exposing the crimes of them that are calling him a crackpot. I was telling you right before the break that it's not just the state-controlled media that's setting the narrative or protecting the radical homosexuals to make way for Sharia law in America. Little did they know. But interestingly enough, the ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association, a known pedophile group. This communist organization, the ACLU, just so you know, for their pedophile group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley in 1997. Salvatore Sicari and Charles James picked up the fifth grader Jeffrey Curley and took the boy to Boston Public Library, where James accessed Nambla's website. Later, the men attempted to sexually assault Curley, but the boy fought back. And by the way, they allured him out by promising him a little bike. Attempting to restrain him, James gagged the 10-year-old with gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killing him. And by the way, for those that did not know, they sodomized his dead body in early hours of the morning. The men put Jeffrey's body in a tub with concrete and threw it in the river. The ACLU argues that the newsletters and other NAMBLA materials in James' possession, which contain photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of boys, are protected speech under the Constitution. This is a communist telling you that it's free speech. America, shame on you. Shame on you. Just think, if America loved their children enough, this little boy would be with us today. When we magnify the laws against crime, that's what happens. We preserve life, friends. See, the law condemns crime. It condemns crime, and it justifies the righteous in grace. Little Jeffrey Curley would be with us today. Matter of fact, one of them, not too long ago, was just appealing to get out of prison. He didn't look like he was no more sorry than the man on the moon, who was never there. I can go on and on. And on And folks, when you get some time, please go online and check out the Gay Manifesto. They're telling you it's just a satire. Listen to the blatant hate and threat that comes through that letter. I put it out there. I got about almost 60,000 views on that video alone. As a matter of fact, hang on a second, doing live radio. Over 55,000 views. Okay, 55,000 views. And the homosexuals try to defend it. But folks, when you look at the tree and you look at the fruit, it all lines up. And their icon, of course, is none other than Alfred Kinsey, who has been exposed as a pedophile, first and foremost, homosexual icon and child porn initiator. So, again, I wanted to take the time so everybody can understand who the crackpot is, who the reprobate is. And not, folks, I already understand that nobody listens to these people. I already understand that. But the illusion and the delusion is that people do listen to it. I want you to understand, friends, that these are the people that are aiming for the schools. These are the ones aiming for children, preschoolers. This is the fact. It's not a theory. Cross-check me, friends. Cross-check me. So going back, I'm still waiting for the proof of hate crimes in America. If anybody would like to send them to me, please do. But when I'm asked on a radio show, do I know of any crimes? I believe that's what took place, friends. Is Bradley, you know, do you know of any hate crimes? I don't know of any hate crimes committed against homosexuals. I do know a whole lot about self-inflicted hate crimes. I know that they are just stacked from the ground to the top of Mount Everest. And they keep being busted. But again, the state-controlled narrative will never be to tell you the facts, friends. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. This is what Floyd Elliott said. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards. What? Oh, my goodness, friends. Can you talk about stepping in it? I looked up the word stupid, dull, insensible. Yes. Floyd Elliott, that was very stupid. Now, what's interesting is these investigators, when they found the head carving was backwards, they put him in front of a mirror and found that later, Elliott himself admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Can you say that Elliott stepped in it, friends? That's one of a plethora of crimes committed against themselves only to blame heterosexuals, friends. A plethora of them. I mean, folks, we know that we had one of our homosexual friends actually go to the SPLC's website to target Christian groups that were preaching the Word of God, like it or not, so they could set jihads. Matter of fact, Tony Perkins' outlet, his ministry in Washington, D.C., was actually a target of a hate crime. A crime, friends. Let's just get away from hate because, again, all crime is motivated by hate. Now, Tony Perkins was targeted by a radical homosexual from the SPLC's website where an individual actually walked into Tony Perkins' ministry with a whole mess of Chick-fil-A wrappers that he wanted to throw on the dead bodies of those that actually preached the Word of God concerning, oh, the whole counsel of God. But see, the problem that he had was he brought a gun, all these wrappers, and there just happened to be an individual in that particular setting, in that ministry center, that actually caught this individual off guard. He was shot himself, but he disarmed this murderer. The murderer was actually taken in for interrogation where he admitted to the FBI authorities that he got all of his information from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Friends, who's doing the hating? Who's doing the hating, friends? I just want to know. I want to set the record straight, and we'll keep it out there. And it's interesting to note that Southern Poverty Law Center, a known hate group, that six jihads on those that disagree with them, they've actually got Tony Perkins as the hater. Is that crazy? America, why do you put up with this? Seriously, why do you put up with this? I'm not. I'm on the radio laying it down 6 days a week. And if I'm not doing it on radio, friends, I'm out there tracking people, loving on them enough to tell them, regardless of who they are. I don't care if they're Muslims, I'm loving on them. I don't care if they're homosexuals, I'm loving on them. I don't care if they're people out in the middle of the street and are right and I get the opportunity to go out there and minister to them for a moment, I will do that. But I'm loving on them. I'm warning them of the impending danger of judgment. I'm sorry, the impending days of judgment. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's what we're doing. We're trying to tell you that your sin is before a just and a holy God, like it or not. That's all we're telling you. And see, you have these people that actually have the audacity to call anybody that disagrees with their lifestyle according to God's words and according to the judge's rule, that they want to go and attack his kids. Not a smart thing to do at all. It really isn't. But again, friends, what I wanted to do is I wanted to take the time today and share with you the homosexuals. They needed a little pat on the back today. They needed a little expose. And folks, if we get any more, we'll spend the next radio show showing you more. And it'll be a new show. It'll be new content. And then I'll bring out more content and more content and more content. And then what we'll do is we'll get the victims of these radical homosexuals and we'll actually begin to get them out on the radio so you can hear firsthand how they're in operation. See, America, if you loved your country enough, you wouldn't allow this in your streets. You wouldn't allow this. Folks, they act as if they have the right to do what they want to do. They act as if they have the right to violate or attack law abiders. And you give them an inch, they'll take it a mile. And by the way, friends, I told you that if you give way, you open the door a crack, and they will push it all the way open because you're dealing with lawless people. It's not a good place to put yourself.
And we know that we have a job to do. And every day that seems to be made more and more clear through everything that we see going on out there, which is why the Sons of Liberty is fighting on a daily basis to make sure that this nation is restored back to its foundations, back to the Bible and the Constitution. And if you want to be a part of restoring those foundations, please join together with us and become a son or daughter of liberty. Go to our website, sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. You can choose how much you'd like to support on a monthly basis, but it really is that consistency that gives us the foundation to be able to catapult into more events across the nation, and that's exactly what we're doing. So please do sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please check out all of our wonderful products, too, as well. You'll find that there is something for everyone at that store, and there's a great way to be able to get the truth out to friends, neighbors, haters, you name it. There's something for everyone. Check out the store, and please do. We appreciate all of your support.
Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence. He lacks there a mark. Lay off the booze there, pal. You look like you had a hard night last night. But the Director of Intelligence, wow, they have no shame, do they? At Southern Poverty Law Center. As a matter of fact, did you know that the Southern Poverty Law Center, friends, Morris Dees, the founder, he used to actually protect the KKK against the crimes that they committed against the black people. They said sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I wanted to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you. See ya.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.